Stargazer time. Our weekly look into the massive universe surrounding our tiny planet, and also a rundown of things we can try and spot in our dark skies. Thankfully, we have astronomer Christopher Phillips at our disposal. Hey, Christopher, welcome back. What do you have for us this week?
Hey, Dave. Good to be here. So this week, stargazers, look out for Jupiter and Saturn in the western sky after sunset. The moon this week is passing through its full phase.
And this week, you've got an update on a couple of space missions which were launched a long time ago.
Way back in 1977, two intrepid interplanetary explorers set off on a historic voyage. They were called Voyager 1 and Voyager 2. Their mission was to explore the outer planets, and it revolutionized our understanding of our solar family. Upon conclusion of their primary mission, which was to last decades, these two robotic explorers would leave the solar system and head for interstellar space. Almost 50 years later, they are still in contact with NASA's Deep Space Network.
Considering how ancient that technology seems today that they had on board that thing, how is it possible?
Well, the spacecraft are powered by radioisotope thermoelectric generators, nuclear batteries, essentially. These power sources last for an incredibly long time as they rely on the controlled decay of radioactive elements. And both spacecraft still have most of their major instruments in operation. Until this week.
Ooh, what happened?
Engineers were forced to shut down Voyager 2's heating system for its cosmic ray instrument. But all is not lost because the spacecraft itself remains completely operational.
Can you imagine the size of the computer that's on board that thing? Must be just huge.
It absolutely is. And I guess it's testament to how well they built things back in the 70s.
Clearly.
In fact, both spacecraft report back to Earth on a regular basis, telling us about conditions in the outer solar system. And when I say outer, it's no exaggeration. These babies are 11 billion miles from home. Voyager 2 is officially in interstellar space.
How long will they continue to be functional?
We can expect them to remain in contact as long as their nuclear batteries hold out, which could still be a while. But these two explorers will most likely last longer than the human race.
And likely the first thing the aliens run into, huh?
You bet.
It's Christopher Phillips and a really revealing stargazer this week. Thank you so much.
You are welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. We'll catch you next week. And you can find Stargazer at HawaiiPublicRadio.org.